decoration that, okay, first of all, a hand lays a...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now have you ever seen a decoration made out of one of those things and made out of the same stuff that your dishes are made out of?
A chani.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you use to carry water in?
A pig.
Okay. And what would you fry eggs in?
Skillet.
Okay. What's it made out of?
Either iron.
Let's see. Did you ever have one with legs in an old fireplace?
Sure.
What's that called?
I think you call it a spider.
What?
A spider.
Oh, really? Spider?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what would that be made out of?
Iron.
Okay. And this is something that you fix tea in. You boil water for tea.
Kettle.
Sorry?
Kettle.
Okay. And what would you call a container that you put flowers into for decoration?
Things.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what are the things that you eat with at the table?
Oh, nice, the forks, spoons. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what's just one thing that you cut with? What do you call that?
Knife.
What?
Your knife.
Okay. If the dishes are all dirty, you'd say that it's almost dinner time. Before we can have dinner, we must have clean dishes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you'd say, I must?
Must wash the dishes.
Okay, and after you wash them, you have to do something to them. You'd say,
dry.
Before you dry them?
Scald. Scald them dry.
Yeah, and with scald them, there's another word, to run water over them.
Sprinkle. What's that?
Shree.
Why? I just wash them and scald them. Mm-hmm. Dry them.
You ever use rinses?
Well, that's what we call scalding.
Oh, I see.
Rinses.
Okay.
Put the hot water on them, that's rinsing them.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use in washing dishes?
The douche.
Okay. What do you call the cloth or rag that you use when you dry them?
The dish towel.
Okay. And what do you call the small piece of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Wash it.
Okay, and after bathing, you would use something to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
Okay. And what do you turn on at the water pipe at the kitchen sink?
Hydrant. Faucet.
Okay. Let's see. You might say that it was really cold last night that our water pipes...
burst.
Okay. If you stuck a pin in a balloon, it would...
burst.
Okay. This is something that nails come in. You buy nails in a big shape, kind of like this.
Yes. Mm, the package, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. People used to buy flour in a
barrel.
Okay.
Cake, Dakota. Cake.
Okay, that's what I want. Okay. What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in fairly large quantities?
In a bucket.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What would you use to let you pour water into a very narrow bottle?
A funnel.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if you need to make your horses go faster when you're riding in a buggy, you'd use a...
whip.
Okay. If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a...
bag.
And what's that made out of?
Paper bag.
Okay. And how is a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged?
How is it?
Yeah, how was it? How did it used to be?
How was they put up and packaged?
Yeah, what was sugar put into?
It was put into a bag, too.
Okay. What if it's made of cloth? What would you call that?
Cold bag, sugar bag.